Welcome to Qualified Nonsense, the podcast where we heroically dive headfirst into the swirling whirlpool, or sometimes cesspool of Reddit, that glorious digital jungle where the silly, the absurd, and the weirdly profound all collide in a glorious train wreck of questionable wisdom. Each episode, we grab the strangest, dumbest, and occasionally shocking smart questions that the internet can throw at us and do our best to answer them with equal parts curiosity, logic, and of course, healthy dose of sarcasm. So buckle up, please lower your expectations, and prepare yourself to feel just a tiny bit smarter, or at least not alone for wondering about the things you never admit at a dinner party. I'm Matt.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jake.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
Nice.
I have to ask, is that ChatGPT?
Why do you have to ask?
Who's asking? What was the prompt? To yourself.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? What is this ChatGPT?
Because every time I try to look it up, it doesn't come up.
You should try.
I still think it's ChatGPT.
GBT.
Fuck Claude. He sounds like a bastard.
Sissy. What is he? What did you call him? Yes.
A little ninny muggins.
Ninny muggins. That's good. So this episode, we're gonna get sort of into the meat and potatoes of the content. We're not gonna do all that mushy, like, how was your week, how are you feeling, rub your back sort of shit. We're not doing that.
We're just gonna
you know, I drove by a truck the other day that it had
actually reminds me of a story. I was driving in the car.
I drove by a pickup truck that had a bumper sticker that said "Hawk 2 has spit on that thing." It's like, you're still doing that.
So
I mean, once a sticker's on there,
if you guys remember, at the first of this year, we were doing that pretty hard, and it's only been 6 months or whatever.
In some ways, it feels like a lot longer than that.
Yeah,
I think it was
true.
Over a year ago that was like a thing.
Really?
No, wasn't it? Didn't it?
Because
hold on.
Nah, that was in 2024.
You introduced us, I think, in New Orleans, which was last year.
Oh, that's true.
It was over a year ago.
Wait, didn't we go to New Orleans? Oh, you're right. It was last year. No, I was thinking that it was in earlier this year, but
that wasn't the Great War. That was the recent war.
I was sad to see her fall from grace because I thought she was pretty darn.
Like, did she fall? Like, what happened?
Well, she started a Bitcoin, and then that was a scam, and then they made a lot of money, and then they disappeared, and made a bunch of people upset.
Like,
and also, she's like,
doesn't she have
supporter,
a podcast?
So like,
doesn't she have a podcaster?
She did.
I don't know if she does anymore. Talk to her was her podcast.
Yeah. I haven't heard any of this. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, she's. I mean,
let's go find her.
Also, like, she got like box seats at the inauguration of Trump, and I'm just kind of like,
But yeah, she had Hawk 2 was funny. There was a scam, and yeah, so.
I knew that. I remember hearing that
she,
like,
got
that
her
was
money and
thing.
Ran. So,
same thing I would do. Talk you later.
Talk. I'd actually like to point out that, Matt, that is not true. You are a thoughtful, generous. You are kind, thoughtful, generous with your dinero, and I think that is a poor representation of you. I don't think you'd do that. That's my opinion. Sticking to it.
Well, you guys should, since I'm so generous and kind, invest in my new currency coming out called...
You got it, man. If you say it's okay,
Matua.
Matt Tua? That's a good idea.
All right. Before we were recording, Matt, you were going to say something about fast food opinion.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So a little bit of a rant here. I don't know. I've never one that like is like ever been into if you go out for fast food to be like, let's go to a sandwich shop. But for some reason, I think it was because of the gym I was previously at. There was a Jimmy John's right next to it. Right? Of course, right next to a gym. So I got on the Jimmy John train and I was on there.
Like
I got their rewards points and everything. And I was like all about them. And then I kept seeing all these things on social media about how great Jersey Mike's is and all this. I was like, fine, I'll try it.
Yeah.
So I went to Jersey Mike's. I went to Jerseys of Michael's. I got their sandwich. I was like, I left there so upset about how much money I had previously given to Jimmy John's for their shit fucking sandwiches.
Oh.
To go to Jersey Mike's and be like, I have to take half of it home, and it's cheaper than Jimmy John's, and it tastes better.
Really?
So do you guys have opinions on this kind of stuff?
I like Jimmy John's fine, but I see Jersey Mike's around, but I haven't gone to any. But I've also seen there being like people being like raving about their delicious sandwiches, but I've never had them. But
they slice the meat and the cheese in front of you too. So if you order like an Italian, they have to take the meat out of the counter, slice it to put it on your sandwich. Mm. It's like an added, and then you ask for like, hey, can I have extra onions? Right. It's not like Subway where they're like, eh. Like they're going like, is that enough? It's like, oh yeah. Okay, cool.
Nice.
So
I do. Yeah. Prefer Jersey Mike's to
shame on you, Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's. Yeah, I think Jimmy John's is the superior restaurant.
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's.
Also, or what did I say?
You said Jimmy John's. We got too Jersey many J's Mike's. Going.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did have a Firehouse Subs near us that closed. It went out of business. Which I enjoyed their subs also, but.
Was the Firehouse more kind of along the lines of like Quiznos? Like, do they toast all their subs and stuff?
Kinda, yeah. It was similar to that.
We have a friend that's really enjoys Quiznos, and there was like one of the last Quiznos in the area was right next to the brewery I helped open. I do forget how much I do enjoy their sandwiches for some reason.
My wife and I, we went to God, what's the name of that town? It's like south of Olympia. There's a town that has a Quiznos. We went there and we were like, this is kind of falling off. This isn't as good as it used to be.
Huh.
If you do have one, though, as far as like sub shops go, if you have one near you, I recommend Chiba Hut. They have corny, like weed themed theming. But their subs are really good.
I remember we passed by one when I was down there hanging out with you. Oh, they only have three. They have three locations: Eugene, Bend, and Seattle. Doggone it.
I think they have some in Denver and, maybe like somewhere in Arizona, but, anyway. If you are near Chiba Hut, I recommend Chiba Hut as
Check
far
it
as
out.
Chains go.
Yeah, that was my rant. My eyes have been open to the Jersey Mike's. Those of you that
also,
are into it, I guess
Jimmy
will understand.
John or whatever his name is, he's a huge piece of shit. Like he's like someone who like hunts giraffes,
he shoots
and
rhinos.
All that.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
what the fuck?
He's a big game hunter, and he'll like pull any permit that he can to like get endangered big game.
That's fucked up. I have heard a really interesting take on big game hunting is that big game hunting supports wildlife conservation in a big way. So people are paying like
more attention,
thousands and thousands of dollars to hunt a big animal, but that money goes directly to the conservation of that animal. And I don't know how I feel about that, but I have heard that as being like a big game hunt. Big game hunting is a non-government subsidy that is that like supports.
At the same time, though, like I kind of feel like that type of hunting where you go out and like, okay, we'll drive you out to a herd of rhinos or giraffes or whatever, and you shoot them from your Jeep. That doesn't really seem like hunting to me.
No, it's not big game. I still think they're pieces of shit.
A representation of what your perception is of your status.
Right. It's all about the photo and you're like, wow, I did this. And that's the kind of person that would like, I've been on Reddit lately and there's like a Photoshop, like Reddit where people ask for photos to be edited. And then people send that person the edits and then basically like throw a link to a tip jar. So anyway, it's really interesting. I like looking at it because you see what people do to edit their images. And a lot of times it's people like, hey, can you get this beautiful moment and change it? And a lot of the comments are like, oh yeah, let's totally rearrange this memory. And I think big game hunters are the people who are like, I went out and shot this rhino. And they're like, well, no, I mean, not really. Like you didn't really go out and hunt it, but they're like totally okay with that, sort of like warping the perception of reality.
You remember that place in Estacada where the guy was the big game hunter and he had like two polar bears?
The safari club.
Yeah. But he was a game hunter and he had not one, but two polar bears that greeted you when, right. So he's leading off with, I'm a huge piece of shit that needs to kill polar bears. Yeah. But like the taxidermy for it was always so strange. You'd have like animals from different continents that wouldn't ever experience each other, like fighting each other. Oh. It was like, it just kind of wrapped around the whole, That's place. The Safari Club, it was a Chinese restaurant. Oh. And then there was a lounge. My dad actually
around anymore.
No, it's a restaurant, but they took all that stuff out. My dad played a show there back in the day before it was Safari Club, I believe it was.
Well, Matt, when you were down here visiting, we went to Max's Tavern, and there was an animal that was taxidermied, and we couldn't figure out what kind of animal it was. It almost looked like a dog that was standing on its hind legs, but then it was like sort of bear-like in a way.
It had
like a dog kind of.
There was a lady in the back because it wasn't more than 3 feet tall. And yeah, we're like trying to figure. I was like, it looks like a dog. And some lady in the back, like, it's a small bear.
Taxidermy fails is
like, go home, Cheryl.
Taxidermy fails is a great rabbit hole to go down on the internet because they're pretty horrific.
But yeah, I don't know. It was like, I guess, a long-eared bear. I don't know.
I don't like that. That sounds bad.
I think we pretty much just fell for the whole like, no, it's a jackalope, you know.
And then the girl working behind the bar, it was her last day. It was her last day. She's like, people keep asking me about decorations around the bar all of a sudden, and I don't know.
Well, boys,
what are some of the top answers?
We haven't asked a question yet.
We didn't ask a question yet. Sorry, I was just trying to figure out some segue how to keep the conversation going.
Well, top answer: dog, dog or bear.
Survey says
those are the top two answers.
All right. Well, we should take a break.
That's our show.
So we can get to a question.
Be right back.
And I'm Brandon.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
Have you ever looked up into the sky and thought, huh, what is that? Well, that's the
universe.
And today, the universe is saying, have a good day.
And we're back. Welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com. Connect with us on our socials. Hit us up on our Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. The first one comes to us from Ask Reddit. Username JumpyTechnician9133. They ask, what screams, I am a former bully?
Oh.
You work at an auto repair shop in the town you grew up in.
You're a cop.
You're a cop. You're a cop.
Yeah, that's a good one. What are they called? Like highlights, like in hair, stark highlights, like dark hair with like very distinct blonde streaks,
like adults with that.
Yeah,
like a rogue.
No, not like a. Oh wait, I don't know what you mean by a rogue, but
from
like
X-Men, she had like one gray streak.
Oh, not like that. Just like
Gabbard.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I was gonna get quizzed on my answer. I think.
Explain yourself.
Yeah, but yeah. Blonde highlights kind of makes me go.
I would say the people we talked about it in a previous episode that are like super aggressive for no reason. Like people that get upset when you had your blinker on and somebody took the parking space you were going for and you need to get out and like give them a piece of your mind. Like that to me screams like you were probably some sort of former bully.
I also think, I think I've mentioned this before, but my wife's a therapist, and every time now since becoming a therapist, she sees someone that acts out in sort of like a weird or aggressive way. Instead of being like, wow, that person's a jerk, she's like, that person's not well right now. I'm like, oh yeah, that's because it's probably true. And it's like a really generous.
Yeah, because that guy pissed him off. He needs to get his nose punched in.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like, you know, we like mentioned cops and all that, but I guess like maybe people who like to enforce rules. And so like people who are on like the board of an HOA or like maybe people who sit on like a city council board or that kind of thing. Like people who like they feel like petty tyrants sort of.
Is now the time to tell you that I literally turned in my application today to be on the board of my HOA?
Nice. What a bully. Well, so, but I was going to counter that, Brandon.
Go fuck some houses up.
Hell yeah. No, I was going to counter that, Brandon, with like the idea that people with like people basically like changing roles as they got older because they were picked on or like nerdy or whatever and have the smarts to be able to occupy a position of power basically in a sort of work environment, whatever. I wonder how that influences how people interact with
I see what you mean, like people who like felt like powerless in their former lives are now like taking on positions of power and they're like, oh sure. Well, I'm gonna get back at these people and you know, I guess, yeah, if you were a bully, you wouldn't be like, oh, well, section 234 of
I mean, you charter, might be, but I wonder if there's that, like both occupying that sort of role.
Versus I think that yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. Well, fuck me. Then
I didn't mean that because I think people right.
Well, now, but like a cop, I think, is different than someone who's, you know, like a city council member or on a HOA board, because the people on the HOA board no disrespect, Matt, are more kind of vindictive.
The reason I'm joining is to get rid of those people, like just to be the annoying voice because it needs to happen.
But I think, yeah,
I'm the good guy, I swear.
Those people are more vindictive.
Yeah.
And yeah. Like I guess it's more of like the like kind of Karens or whatever as
what about say, like but... super jacked people who are extremely nice? Like I feel like there's a group of people who were like previously bullies who have done an about face in their life that like sort of occupy the bully like basically like the physique, like the physical space, but then they're like extra nice because they were shitbags when they were younger. I feel like I've run into a few of those. I can see
like people who get like super into like wellness or whatever and they're like,
"Oh yeah. Oh, that's a good point."
You know, like I'm feeling good. You know, like I eat clean and I, you know, like
right.
Probably also like any sort of like lifestyle influencer sort of person, maybe, and it think, could be.
Yeah. I just think they're untrustworthy.
I guess
potentially a bully.
Like,
Hare Krishnas.
Someone who is a former bully, also who maybe hasn't reformed, are people who just make fun of others all the time and like put them like,
oh yeah,
you know, just really I guess insecure people who are like, oh, well,
and talk shit behind back,
yeah,
behind people's backs and stuff.
Yeah,
I've seen it happen like even on the religion side of like people who like work their way up through the church to be some position of power or like a seniored member or something. And they just kind of like bully other congregation members. Like they just carry it over to their faith and makes it feel better about it.
I mean, I feel like church is a ripe breeding ground for bullying because it's the messages don't judge others, but judgment is like a prerequisite in a lot of my interactions. So
yeah.
But that's just my personal anyone experience. Who goes to church? No, I'm just kidding. Matt's folks, I'm just kidding. But
no, I think even if you posed it to them in that way, they would understand, like, yeah, there's some people that can be kind of just rotten bullies even in a church setting.
Right, right.
Whether it's inadvertent or not. But
it takes all kinds, as a friend of mine's mom says. Takes all kinds.
Also, maybe people who were just less accepting of criticism or less people who maybe if you like joke with them a little bit, they take that as hostility. I could see those sort of people being bullies, like being a little bit more like if you're just like gently ribbing them and they're like, oh well, at least I drive a Mercedes and you drive your piece of shit car, you know
right,
people who
quick to defend themselves can't be like can't find the humor in their own humility.
Yeah,
now we're just scrapping people that we don't care for.
This is a no bullying zone.
Yeah. Get out of our comments.
People who say that we should quit our day jobs and the podcasting equipment should be more expensive.
Fuck you guys.
Stupid bully.
Stupid bully. I bet those guys are bullies.
Top answer here is jokes at others' expense all day long, but get defensive or even angry when the tables turn.
No. So, oh yeah, dish it out but can't take it.
Yeah,
yeah.
What a bunch of babies.
It's like, I mean, not to like call out whoever you were talking about, Matt, but didn't you say you knew somebody who wanted to go to Dick's Last Resort in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, like, when they went there, they were like, well, I didn't know they'd be that mean. Like, that kind of thing.
No, we told them. We told them, like, hey, man, their job is to be mean. He's like, I know. It'll be fun. And then it got to the point where, you know, when we got our bill, he even wrote, like, a note on the back of the receipt of, like, you guys are really mean, and you didn't have to take it that far. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
But also, I feel like...
That stresses me out.
I feel like if you want to go to a place like that, you're kind of a psycho. Like, if you want to, like, voluntarily go to a place where it's like, ooh, I heard the servers are mean at this place. Like, it'll be fun.
You guys want to go back to middle school?
Like, to me, that doesn't sound like a good time. But...
I mean, it's like, you know, if you're there for the performative element of it, if you go in with the suspension of disbelief or whatever, because there's a restaurant in New York that's like very I'm sure there's several, but there's like it's like Jekyll and Hyde or something like that, where it's like it's a production of sorts, and so like you're either there for the production or you're like there to eat, and then you're like, what the fuck, why am I why is this happening?
The next response is doesn't apologize. A person below that says their adult apology equals I'm sorry that you got said about that ...
Oh, right. I'm sorry you felt that way.
Yeah, I'm sorry if that offended you. Whatever. This person said my school bullies that antagonized me daily were student leaders that ran my school's Brave Club, which was some sort of a form of national anti-bullying organization.
That's rich.
Hmm.
But and that is, you know,
like kids giving you drugs in the DARE program.
This person says, now an adult bully. I guess.
<yeah. laughs> They just own it.
Yeah.
Being a micromanaging manager who plays favorites. Now a wife beater. MLM girls. Yeah. Multi-level marketing.
Yeah. What is it?
The multi-level marketing, like selling Scentsy and all that.
Yeah.
DoTerra
says those coworkers who make the workplace feel like a high school with cliques and drama. I worked a lot of blue collar jobs, and boy, do those dudes gossip. Need some more real hidden camera reality shows and blue collar jobs. You'll see so much funny stuff. I do feel like that. I know somebody who like he is like a pipe layer, and he does that as a trade, and he works contracted jobs and things for the city or whatever, and he's talked about how it is like very much like that, like very toxic, and like they like if you have certain opinions about things, then you get put on like the shit jobs, and
like in his union or whatever,
or just like on the job he's on,
and,
like just the stuff they talk about and things like that, it's like, you know, I don't know, or like
come on man, there's enough pipe for us all to lay.
yeah, I mean, a lot of them are, yeah, when they're currently a bully, defense toxic behavior they see kids do, like it's just a joke or they're too young to understand.
I'd almost say like people that go on to I gotta be careful about this one because this is my cousin, like people that like go on to have long lasting careers at like high school level coaching and like, I don't know, like cheer, like the girls who used to cheer and now are now like the cheer coach at the school. I'd say they're probably bullies to some degree. back in the day, and it was like, I could have played professional, even though my cousin did. Like,
along those lines, do you see people who like bully their kids, like you know, like, oh, you idiot, or you piece of shit, like you're, you know, and then be like, oh, I'm just joking, I'm just joking.
Wait, what? Can you say that again?
Well,
like people that bully their kids.
Oh, yeah. That bully their kids. Yeah.
But like,
I mean, I've been known to call my kids dum-dums.
Joking, but like they're really not. I'm trying to be careful because they're this is something I have experienced. That like does, you know, talk down to their or, you know, like call him stupid and then say like, oh, he knows I'm joking, and like that kind of thing. But it's like all the time.
Yeah, that's I find that a little upsetting. I would say that's sort of a I mean, honestly, like going back to
thankfully I haven't seen that
Anna says all the time is that I think people that's how people express themselves when they're not doing well in some capacity, and maybe it's from and that's what they say about bullies, right? Like generally bullies are experiencing something else in their life that's making them tantrum out on people or whatever it is. Seek help, go talk to somebody, fuck off.
This person says every girl who bullied me in middle school and high school is now a nurse.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Oh yeah, what are like
or hairdressers.
When you said nurse, I thought of like those Stanley like coffee cups, those big or like, yeah, water bottle fads, water bottle trends.
Just profiling them.
Yeah.
Anybody that owns a Starbucks cup.
Yeah. Assholes.
Anybody who poses in Instagram who like wears like the wide brim like Stevie Ray Vaughan hat and has the boots and no.
It's boot season. Fall's here.
Is it like already?
PSP or PSL?
No. PSL.
PSP. Yeah.
Well, that's some good key indicators.
Yeah.
Got time for one more quick one.
Question. This is from Ask Men Over 30. Username throwaway 4536265. So this person wants to be anonymous. they ask, what's the most humbling thing about being over 30? For me, it's how long it takes to heal from injuries. I used to run marathons and was in the military in my 20s. I would rarely get injured, and even if I did, it would take no time at all. I'm now in my mid-30s, and an Achilles tendon injury knocked the wind out of my sails. Even doing a 4 to 6 mile run is challenging. I have to be careful when lifting, too, or I could throw out my back. It takes a lot more work and prep in my 20s to stay injury free than in my 20s to stay injury free. So what's the most humbling thing about being over 30?
Yeah, I think for me it was like learning how poorly I had probably taken care of my back. Like,
yeah,
doing things now that used to be able to just do like pick up you know, big stacks of wood and go stack wood and do this. But it's like now, even if I get to a certain angle, I was like, what's that pinch? Or like, why is it? Oh, why is it like it? I used to see like my dad be like going like, oh, like coming up. And I always thought it was so dramatic. Mm-hmm. I was like, it cannot be that bad to get out of a chair. And I was like, oh, now I'm here. I'm like, oh, you know?
yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, at Anna's work, they bought a new filing cabinet and put her files on top because every time she bent over to get her files that were on the bottom, she'd groan and she didn't realize she was doing it. And everyone's like, that's too much. And they bought a whole new cabinet. She's like, I'm so embarrassed.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, we groan when we move a bit.
Yeah, I guess it's like mainly physical things. Yeah, like having to, like if I'm going to be doing, you know, a lot of like physical work, like I have to wear certain shoes or certain boots. Like I can't just like wear normal tennis shoes to, yeah. or it's like, well, I'm going to be walking a lot. I need to wear these shoes or I'm going to be doing this type of work. I have to wear like these boots with ankle support, you know.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would just say just like general body care, like
body care.
Never stretched. I still don't know how to. Like, I know how to stretch, but I still. Like,
I still. Yeah, same.
I know I'd probably benefit greatly from it, but
like now, yeah, like if I'm gonna be out in the sun, I have to wear a hat. Like, no.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big one for me. I didn't used to have to wear a hat, and now I absolutely do, because burning your scalp is just the worst. Hurts so bad. So speaking of stretching, Matt, I was feeling dissatisfied with the look of myself in the mirror, and so I was like, I'm gonna start running again. So I ran 3 miles last night on the treadmill, and I'll tell you what, did I stretch? No, I did not. Do I feel absolutely horrible today? Yes, I do.
That's just that Catholic guilt. You earned it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's also like, you know, if you ever try to like have a night out, like you did in your 20s.
Yeah.
That is very humbling because it's like the morning is a lot different than it used to be.
You know what the weird part was, is when we went to New Orleans, that was like hard in the paint for what I had been doing. I still didn't feel bad, but I wonder if it's because we were just like downing water as much as we possibly could also.
And we're fucking badass, and we're in New Orleans.
Well, you guys were like, oh, we're up and we're going to get beignets or whatever. It's like, I'm still in bed. Like,
That's true.
You may have also had a couple more.
I may have had a few more than.
Yeah. But I had to pace myself big time. And like I've said a few times, I'm a lightweight these days. I can't drink very much at all before I'm like, woo. Take your shirt off.
Yeah, and when those nights do happen, you know, it's kind of a cliche, like, oh, it takes 2 days to recover now being in your 40s. Like, it's pretty it's pretty close to accurate. Like, if you have the time to just lay in bed and be like, oh, I don't feel good, I could do that for 2 days after
it's all down here hill from here, boys.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, how do you guys feel now that you're older about sleep? Like, do you feel that you need more sleep, or that it's...
I feel like I don't get as good sleep as I did in my 20s. I feel like my sleep is terrible.
I oftentimes wake up sore.
Ooh.
From sleeping. Which is like, fuck. That's the opposite of what's supposed to happen. But so I've been burning the candle at both ends for a really long time. So I still sleep fine, because when I lay down, I'm just like out.
Which also might not be healthy.
It might not be healthy, but then I don't have to lay in bed looking at the ceiling, thinking about the sweet hug of death. So
then you'll sleep just fine.
Yeah.
I guess, something humbling is that, like, I used to be able to stay up a lot later than I did. And now it's like, once it gets to a certain point, it's like, well, a bit
shutting down.
I was actually talking to my wife about this the other day, and that if I'm with somebody who wants to stay up and wants to keep hanging out or whatever, I can do that. But if the mood is like, well, we're all kind of tired, we're going to like, then my You'll energy be the first matches in bed. That. Yeah.
Like, I can also do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, let's go out and let's go, you know.
If I do the, yeah, like, if I keep moving, the problem is we're at an age where like people like to sit around and talk, and like I can't do that. If I stop moving, I fall the fuck asleep. And if there's like an activity or like yeah, I mean anything to like keep my physical body moving or my brain super super active, then I can stay up for a really long time. But like if we're just sitting around chit-chatting with like a glass of wine, my ass is out.
The one thing like, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say last year I went to go see the Rolling Stones, and they were supposed to start at like 8 p.m. and they didn't start till 9. And these guys, they're in their 80s. And I was like, I'm getting tired. Like, you better go on soon. Or, I mean, it was great. Yeah. I had a really fun time. And once they got on, like, I got more energy and all that. But, which I guess goes to that, like, matching the energy of the people around you. But, like, it was like, okay, I'm feeling tired, but I am half these guys' age who are going to be performing. And right. So I don't
they
know.
Definitely did coke before going on stage, though. Yeah. So they've got artificial.
That was the protocol to wake them up. They had to hook up the IEDs and give them a little shock, and then go.
Yeah.
The one thing I was like hoping to gain as I got older is I have always envied people that could kind of like just nap anywhere. Like they could just fold their arm in a chair and be like, I'm gonna shut down for 15 minutes. I think that sounds good. Like I cannot for the life of me do that. No, I was hoping like same. Maybe it's just like a the older you get thing, the quicker you can just drift off. Hasn't proven well, to be
there's
the case
also,
yet.
So there's that, but there's also people like I know a ton of adults like in their 60s and 70s that require melatonin to help regulate their sleep and like actually get them to sleep because otherwise so apparently the natural process is to reduce the amount of melatonin that your body naturally produces, and so people end up that's why old people so frequently get up at like 4 and 5 in the morning first to go to the bathroom then to be, just be up because well, they I think don't have any more
doesn't taking melatonin like fuck up your sleep for the next day or something like that? Like
it's supposed well if you
I've,
do
I've
it,
taken
I think
it
it's just like any sort of supplement you're it's it the intention is to even it out to what it should be, but sure I guess if you artificially inflate it then just like any other drug that
well,
you
something
use
I've heard with melatonin is I mean not taking it but you know your body naturally produces it and like maybe we're hampering this feeling in you Jake but by keeping you awake for so long but I've heard like once your body starts feeling sleepy at night you should just go to bed because that's your body releasing melatonin but then when you fight that like it messes up your sleep cycle
100%
4:30 p.m. for me.
I've been doing lasting damage to myself for eons. Okay,
great. I took melatonin on the flights to and from North Carolina just because not to curb like the anxiety or anything. I've been actually much better with that, but it was because we were taking a red eye. And again, because I just can't fall asleep in a chair. I felt like I needed some extra kick and it definitely like worked, but for a short period of time. Like it helped me fall asleep, but then I don't know, they came around to take drink orders. I was like, huh? And it's really hard to get back to sleep if you get interrupted.
Yeah.
But
I dig
because you're like, oh, I don't want to miss my free ginger ale.
Well, no, because they'll tap you. I was like, fucking sleeping, don't tap me.
I'm fucking sleeping. Some tomato juice, please.
Get out of here.
I did yesterday. I don't know, we had been like traveling, driving all over the place and just doing a lot of running around the last few days. And so yesterday I did take a nap for 30 minutes and I woke up and I felt great. I was like, okay, that was perfect. That was,
oh, you can do nice. That in 30 minutes.
Good for you. And
God, when I take a nap, it has asshole. To at least be an hour. I don't know why, but I can't do the 30 minutes. It just makes me discombobulated. It's like I shut down. You're like 30 minutes is you shut down for enough that you wake up. You're like, what the fuck am I?
That's exactly what, like, I wake up like I'm Jason Bourne and I'm like, where the fuck am I? Who are
How'd
you?
I get here?
How'd I get here?
Is it Saturday or Tuesday?
Yeah. Especially in the winter time, like you wake up and you look at your phone and it says like 5:30 and you're like, is it 5:30 p.m.
which
or
one
a.m.
Start getting ready for work.
I'm not kidding, for that reason I have 24 hour time on my phone because I've set my alarm so often it with the wrong a.m. or p.m. It just makes it so much easier with that. But I would experience that also. Be like, oh, where the fuck am I?
I hate that feeling. It's, yeah, it's terrifying. And it happens to me all the time if I sleep for like those 30-minute, 15-minute naps. All the time.
I get irrationally angry when people say things like, just have a 15-minute nap or a 30-minute nap. I'm like, fuck you. Who do you think you are? Just because
it takes
can't
me
achieve
that long to get into a routine to actually be sleepy.
Yeah, I have to, you know, pace the bed, like circle the bed a few times and lay down.
I have to light my prayer candles and everything.
Prayer candles. Say my prayers. Yeah.
Put the bar of soap under the bed. Do a quick tarot reading.
The top answer here is, for me, it's friendships. At least for me, I naturally make far fewer friends than I used to due to a combination of being so busy, fewer opportunities, and generally hating small talk.
Yep.
Many of the surviving friendships I do have are all embarking on a podcast together. No, that's not what it says. Are embarking on their own journeys, like starting families or moving away for the better opportunities. I'm very happy for all of them, but the reality is the friendships fall off at an alarming rate as you get older.
Start a podcast.
This person says, we had our baby at 36. I can tell you that I now know why it's better to have children young. The amount of energy our little one has is unbelievable. It has definitely humbled me. I just do not have as much energy as I did when I was in my early 20s, and having my daughter made me realize that.
Yeah, big time.
Still really tired, though.
This person says, oh, stop, test production and metabolism barely decrease into late 30s, even 40s. You aren't old or feeling the effects of being old. You were probably inactive for a while and are reapproaching things with a decade of rest. I'm 38, and 2 years ago, I set about regaining everything I let go. I lift heavy 4 to 5 days a week with many bike rides / mountain bike rides / bouldering / golf sprinkled in. I was a paratrooper 5 years, 18 to 23, so I know what extreme physicality is, and I'm telling you, it's not gone. The UFC has had many 35 to 44-year-old championships for reference. So, yeah, you're just a pussy, I guess.
Remember the episode when we talked about how, you know, people are full of shit?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, though, like, they're not wrong to a degree, because you've got, like, like what we were talking about, like, your priorities change throughout your life. And so what you're spending your time doing is not going to be the same, including things like being physical, unless you specifically prioritize it, which, you know, a lot of times, like, people don't generally.
That is something I've heard about, like, your metabolism, with people like, oh, my metabolism went in the gutter when I turned 40, But I have heard like your metabolism doesn't really start to decrease until you're like in your 50s.
Right.
And even then it's like a small amount. And then like once you hit 60, then it starts to kind of decrease more rapidly, but or increase or whatever. Or I guess
decrease.
Yeah. But yeah, like it is, you know, you do get to a certain station in life and yeah, maybe you're, yeah. I mean, we're not working physical jobs anymore and you know, you just get busy and don't have time for exercise and watching what you eat and all that.
Yeah, it just takes an adjustment of priority and that can be tough. That can be challenging.
Get it together.
Yeah, get it together, listeners.
Jesus. For me, it was the first time I wasn't asked for ID. I asked the girl serving me if she needed to see my ID, and she just laughed and told me, no, you look well old.
Damn.
Well oiled or well old?
Well old.
Wow.
OLD. You can't have big dreams anymore, at least if you do and you wanted to act on them, they are extraordinarily risky if you're already in a place of stability.
That's true. That is true.
Well, on that note, not being able to pursue your dreams anymore.
If you finish this episode, your dreams die with us. So, have fun.
But thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at Patreon on patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And we'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Bye, y'all.
Later.